Yeah, it's been a really good spring. Coach Rich Rod just came in with his first spring, so it was awesome to get to run his offense and get comfortable with it, and the guys kind of adapted to it. A lot of conditioning goes into it because very high tempo, run-heavy offense. So it was a really good spring for us.
Right here in the middle.
Talk a little bit more about working under Rich Rod, you know, getting him in. How have things been different since, you know, for this offense since he got there?
I feel like things have been more intense. He's a little bit more of a yeller, which we kind of need. So he's always yelling, throwing headsets and stuff. But he's focused on little things, so which is what you need to do to be successful. So it's been really good for us.
We had your quarterback in here earlier. Why don't you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, we're really excited about Matt. He stepped up as a leader this spring. You know, as you've seen, he's a very feisty player. You know, you'd love to see that as an offensive lineman. And he fits well with Rich Rod's offense, very athletic, can run, makes good decisions, can throw the ball. So super excited to have him in the huddle and be a voice for us and a leader at such a young age.
Over to your right.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Luke, he the first two or past two or three years, we hadn't been able to go to a bowl game. He kind of helped us play for more than ourselves, play for each other and something bigger than ourselves. So that helped out those years. And then now that we have a bowl game, it makes it even better, and our motivation is through the roof.
Right here.
Matt, your quarterback, he was very businesslike in here, but from what I've heard, he's been pretty hilarious and the other. Just tell us about him and how he's meshed with this offense, and you know, something funny about him, I guess.
Yeah, no, he's a California boy, so he's a pretty boy, I say, but he can fight. yeah, he's an awesome dude. You know, I'm surprised you saw his buzzed hair. I'll say that he's usually got like those fades with the long hair on top, so everyone's been giving him a little crap about the buzzed head.
To your right over here.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the past 2 years, that's what we've really been doing. Still, like, kind of proving to people that we're not out of the game. We're still in it, and you know, now that we can play for a bowl game, definitely, I feel the same way.
Right in the middle.
Alex, you're going on the road this year to Tuscaloosa, to Auburn, and then you're also going to a place you've never played before in Columbia, Missouri. Talk about the challenges of playing on the road in the SEC, especially in the SEC West.
Yeah, so noise is a big factor for offensive line. You know, it's hard to hear the snap count sometimes. That's a big challenge, but you work all week. You got sound throughout your practice and blasting in your ears, so that kind of helps out. But yeah, you just got it. Everyone's against you, and you know, it's just you and your team out there. So definitely practice helps out a lot through that.
Right here in the middle.
Hi, I'm Maria from WUA. And obviously, it's been talked about a lot that your team is a younger team this year, and you're also a younger player for the team. So do you think that'll affect your play at all this season?
No, I think it doesn't really matter what you are, as long as you can step up. And we have a lot of athletic people, and we still have a lot of depth now. We have all our scholarships back, so they've done a really good job recruiting, so we're really excited about everyone.
To your right.
LSU.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You're driving in on the bus, and then you just got all these little kids flicking you off, and they just throw stuff at you. It's crazy. But I like doing that. It's a fun experience for me. Everyone's against you, and I like when people do that. I don't know why. It just kind of gets me going. Yeah.
What kind of goals for your senior season?
Just go out there and do the best I can every game. Focus, study film harder than I ever have this season. You know, just step up and be a leader for the team. I've been had to do that in the past because we've had a lot of great offensive linemen and leaders in the past. So this year is going to be a big year for me.
Down here.
Alex, you get to go to the postseason this year, should you make it. What can you and the rest of the offense do to make sure that y'all are competitive and challenging for an SEC championship this year?
Just week in and week out, just go out there and grind it out and do everything you can to win that week and don't focus on too much in the future. So that's probably the biggest thing, and everything starts to come together when you do that, doing the little things right.
One of your teammates just came in here and said, Coach Luke, you know, let it be known in the locker room, Memphis, some people picking them to go undefeated, their favorite to beat you guys week one. Does that provide extra motivation? And, I mean, just week one, you'd be able to prove a lot of doubters wrong.
Yeah, definitely a lot of motivation, people picking Memphis over us. Because they don't really see what we see. They just see what we've done in the past. But it's a different team this year, and they're going to be shocked.